This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So we hear a lot of ghost stories on this show. It's kind of a moot point at this venture, this moment in time. But I would say we don't get a lot of demon stories that I really walk away from going, yeah, that's probably a demon. There's many that are like, that's evil. There's evil, and people can be evil too. But we really think this is something just there to torment somebody. This is one of those stories where there is something that is there to torment somebody in both their waking and non-waking hours and almost preventing them from having the strength to get rid of it. This is the scary one. It goes deep and almost to the point of unbelievability. But hear the whole thing through, because this sounds like a truly suffering person right now. Take a listen. I don't really know where to start. I'd like to remain anonymous, but you can refer to me as D. I've completely of sound mind. I am a skeptic by nature, and I tend to demand scientific proof for nearly anything I encounter. Despite this, I have managed to garner a strong Christian faith and understanding that some things are simply beyond my knowledge. I'm 21 years of age, and only 4 other people have heard this story until now. I feel I need to talk about what happened and share with others what happened to me. I'm writing this to the podcast to get an idea of who I am and that I'm not some stranger seeking attention, looking to become famous off my experiences. I simply want to let it out. And maybe anyone else who's dealt with similar experiences understand that they're not alone. My father has a history of being sensitive to things I refer to as otherworldly. Until recently, I always took his stories with a grain of salt. I never really had a supernatural experience regarding any ungodly spirit or form. That all changed, though, not that long ago. It all started in the summer of 2010. I took the summer off from my college work and tended to my father, who was going through cancer treatments. I took a contact through a local group that played young adults to work in their communities. My official work hours were 8 hours a day. However, I worked at a church tending to the grounds and sometimes stayed an hour or two after work to make sure everything was in order for services. I worked completely alone in the building, and that's how I liked it. Because the church was low on cash, the building's AC was kept off, and it almost always reached a temperature of around 100 degrees on a daily basis. So basically t-shirt and shorts weather. The heat did a pretty good job of sapping my energy, but I'll get back to that here shortly. Like I said earlier, I was working alone. The building was nice and quiet, and I could work without interruption. My boss had me lock the doors behind me when I went to work every day so I wouldn't have to worry about any of the neighborhood thugs breaking in while I was there by myself. This left me locking up all alone in a large building with absolutely no other people around, but at the time I didn't mind. That all changed very quickly, though. After getting into the swing of things, sometimes my work schedule was very unbalanced and left me with a lot of free time on certain days of the week. My boss told me it was okay if I just found a pew to nap on while I waited for my 8 hours to be up. Needless to say, after working in the heat for a 5 to 6 hour, it drains one's energy fairly quick. So I was happy to take my boss up on his offer. After all, it was essentially a paid nap. After my first week of work, I had my first experience. I'd already cleaned the church classrooms and done my assigned cleaning for the day, so I looked for a comfortable pew to rest on. I settled on one in the hallway, and I was asleep in no time. I woke up because I heard a noise coming from the classroom on the far end of the hall from me. That's when I noticed that no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't move my arms or legs. I've dealt with sleep paralysis before, but this was different. I couldn't move my head and eyes and even my mouth, but my other limbs were completely petrified. Still hearing the noise, I tried my hardest to move, but to no avail. I eventually passed out after an intense struggle and an attempt to scream for help. Who was going to help me was beyond me. I woke up shivering and sore. It was odd to feel chilled in a room that must have surely been at least 100 degrees. My skin was cold to the touch, and my throat hurt. I imagine it was from my attempts to scream. I brushed it off as a nightmare and went home shortly thereafter. A few days later, I sat down for a moment to send a message on my phone, and before I could reach into my pocket, I felt lightheaded, like someone had struck me in the front of my head, involuntarily. I leaned over on the pew and passed out. While I was passed out, I had horrible nightmares about not being alone in the church and being stalked by some shadowy figure. I woke up to once again find that I couldn't move. I once again struggled for a good while to move to no avail. I awoke to find it was getting close to time to close up for the day. I still needed to vacuum a few classrooms before I could go home. I quickly cleaned up and put my vacuum away in the custodian closet and got my keys out to lock up and leave. And that's when it happened. I heard the sound of hinges swinging and turned to see the same classroom's door I mentioned before swinging shut. I knew then I wasn't alone in the church. Not wanting to simply let someone rob the church, I drew my work knife and prepared to chase whomever it was out of the church. I crept up on the door and quickly opened it, ready for a fight, only to find that the room was completely empty. I laughed to myself about how I got so worked up over nothing, and turned the light off and got ready to leave. As I reached the middle point of the hallway, I heard something that sent chills down my spine. The door was swinging shut after having opened. I backed away slowly while facing the door until I heard the sound of footsteps running towards me. I ran faster than I've ever ran before to the exit and slammed it shut. I locked up and left as fast as I could. I didn't know what had happened to me, but I decided it would be best if I kept it to myself. Looking back, I wish I hadn't. I returned to work against my better judgment and continued my daily task for a few more weeks without incident. My last week of work, it happened again, though. I sat down only to feel that feeling again. A, that I wasn't alone, and B, that someone was groping around inside my skull and making me feel tired. I passed out, and in no time I woke unable to move. I felt chilled beyond belief, not just because I felt extremely cold, but in the distance coming from that same classroom, I could see the outline of what looked to be a very tall, human-like figure moving in the shadows. I tried my best to move, to run, but to no avail. I passed out terrified because I knew that I wasn't alone. When I woke up, I locked up and left as soon as I could reach the exit. I told my boss I wasn't feeling well and got off the rest of the day. Returning home, I felt like I was going crazy. I did some research and learned that sleep paralysis could make one hallucinate to some extent. Being ever the skeptic, I rationalized my experiences with this. It had to just be sleep paralysis. It just had to be. I couldn't accept the possibility that something was stalking me. I finished off my last scheduled day of work and never went into that building alone again for a very long time. The story is far from over, though. I went out with my life. A few months later, I'd purged my experiences in the church from my memory for the most part. It was getting to be winter about that time. It was October when things really started to escalate. I went to sleep one night in my room only to wake up to the sounds of the glass on my window making a thump sound. I figured it was just the cat screwing around on the pedestal outside and went back to sleep. I woke up a second time because I could hear the dogs outside going nuts about something. I shone a flashlight outside and checked thoroughly, but I couldn't find any trace of whatever made the dogs bark. As I'd done before, I simply reasoned that it was just the cat or something. The next day, I removed the pedestal from next to the window so the cat couldn't get up. I checked around in the dirt for footprints. I'm an experienced hunter and tracker. I found absolutely nothing. This went on for a few weeks. I'd continually wake up to the sounds of tapping at my windows and the dogs barking or growling. I'd get nervous and check it out, only to find nothing. As always, I continue to dismiss it. I learned soon that sometimes ignoring these things only serves to really piss them off. I'd started spending more time in dorms of the school I attend. I had my own room as I was having trouble sleeping back home. I just stayed there most nights. This is when things got really bad. I left on a school trip out of state. By now, I was sleeping well, and the tapping on my windows was at the very back of my mind. The trip went well, and I got back around 1:45 a.m. I went back to my room to find my roommate still wasn't back and that the dorm was virtually deserted. I climbed into the top bunk of the bed, my bunk, of course, and settled in for the night. I woke up while it was still dark outside because I heard our front door open. I figured it was just one of my dorm mates coming back from a party and went back to sleep. That's when I heard my door start to open. I'd shut it earlier, but the locks on my door didn't always engage correctly. I watched the door open, expecting my roommate to be there, and it wasn't my roommate. Through the small amount of light peering in through my window, I witnessed what I can only call a walking nightmare. It was completely blacked out, like a blurry shadow. I saw this large shadow duck under the doorway and enter my room. My eyes widened with fear, and I blinked. No sooner did my eyes open, and he was standing next to my bed. Even on the top bunk, he towered over me. I'm guessing he was at least 8 to 9 feet tall. The scariest thing about him was that he had no face. His face was like a deeper section of a shadow. I couldn't make out any distinguishing figures. He stared at me for a second before I realized that I could still move. I shifted my body and swung my left arm towards him as hard as I could. My arm didn't reach him. I don't know how to describe it, but my arm fell flat and numb against the bed. I tried to get up, but he raised his arms and conformed himself into a T-type shape. No sooner had he done this than I realized the feeling was gone, out of my body, and I'd been rendered paralyzed. His arms seemed to grow and stretch as he seemed to get a little taller as he stared down at me. He stretched out his arms in a motion that made me feel like he was going to hug me. I closed my eyes and asked God to make him go away. I woke up to find that his arms were lowered, and it wasn't doing anything. The last thing I remember of him was him putting his left arm on my forehead and giving me a gentle tap on the head. The tap evidently made me pass out. I woke up the next morning still frightened. At first, I thought it may have been a dream. That's when I noticed that the edges of the blanket had been tucked in around me very tightly and that my door was standing wide open. After doing some research on my own, I now realize that what visited me was a physical manifestation of a demon. Being a Christian, I'm impervious to possession. I think the next best thing it thought it could do would be either A, kill me, or B, scare me so bad it caused me to falter in my life. Why it reached its arms out like it was going to hug me is beyond me. The same regarding why it tucked me in and took its time leaving. I know it had to obey my plea to God to leave, but it didn't leave in a hurry. I suspect that it had other motivations than just to hurt me. I went home frightened about what had happened to me. I realized one thing, though. In the form he was in, he had to use the physical things of this world. He had to enter in through unlocked doors or windows, and the only way he could get at me was if I left the door open for him. I waited a few nights until my courage was sufficient enough for me to attempt something different than cowering and begging. I slept on the couch in my house that night. I locked up every door in the house except for the front door nearest to me. Before bed, I told my parents to stay in their room no matter what they heard. That night, I stayed awake, waiting for him to enter my house. I checked my clock and it neared 3 a.m. That's when I realized that he was in the room with me. Sticking to the shadows, he once again moved closer. Closing my eyes and this time praying aloud, I commanded him to leave my home in the name of Jesus and to never come near me or any of my loved ones ever again. Oh, I'd do everything I could to see that he was sent to the deepest parts of hell from where he came. When I opened my eyes, he was gone, and I slept peacefully. If you've made it this far, you've probably figured out that my story isn't over quite yet. I cast the first demon away. I called him the Tall Man because of his immense size. He was terrifying, no doubt about it, but he's not the only demon I've encountered. I realize now that what I encountered in the church was an entirely different demon and that it's not so easy to get rid of. Near the end of this last December, I started to suffer incredibly lucid night terrors. I'd wake up screaming and scaring anyone within an earshot to death. I realized that I was continually waking up a little after 3 a.m. I'm no stranger to the fact that ungodly things such as demons seem to be more active during those hours. At first, I thought it was just my internal clock doing it. The dreams continued to get worse, normally ending with a more human-like shadow cornering and killing me in the dreams. About this time, I started hearing tapping on my windows again. This isn't subtle tapping like before, though. This is so audible that there's no doubt that something is there tapping the glass. It isn't just tapping, though. I hear the tapping just as the door handles to my room jiggle, and the room drops in temperature. There's absolutely no sleep paralysis now. Ever since the incident with the Tall Man, I hadn't experienced that anymore. The dogs barked for a while, but after some odd growling, not from the dogs, they started hiding out under their houses. The last time this happened was particularly frightening. I'd woken up at 3 a.m. from a nightmare. Once again, I was jarred awake by the sound of tapping on my window. This was different than the other times, though. The tapping was making a rhythm. It was a 3 taps, followed by a 2 taps, followed by a 3 taps. I noticed that the area of the room surrounding my bed was lighter than my bed itself. I realized that there was something shadowy hovering over my bed. I darted out of the room and sat in my parents' room and watched them sleep until the sun came up before I slept on the couch. I don't know how to explain it, but this demon is different than the other one. The Tall Man was bad, but even he seemed to lack the brutality of this one. The demon is still not physical, and it isn't completely in our world yet. I hate to admit it, but I greatly fear what this one will be like if he ever makes himself physical appear to me. I want to send this one away like the first. I really do. But every time he shows up, I just get so overwhelmed with fear that I forget to pray to God. If you read this and are hearing it on the podcast all the way through, if you're wondering about what I'd ask of you, is I'd simply ask that you pray for me. Pray that God watch over me and that he'd give me the strength I need to face this thing and send it back to hell where it belongs.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.